It is Friday, October 12, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, celebrating the American spirit by uniting the power of art with the beauty of nature. The museum opens at 11 a.m. daily, except Tuesdays. More information available online at crystalbridges.org. Ahead on Ozarks, the TED Talks land in Bentonville. The franchised exercise in ideas made its Northwest Arkansas debut with TEDx Bentonville yesterday. Plus, the Fayetteville Farmers Market gets ready for its national coming out party and more. First, the Springdale School District may soon have some extra support in its efforts to modernize the district's approach to preparing students for college work, as the district has applied for federal Race to the Top grant funding. Based on population, the district could receive between $20 and $30 million in grant funding based on the district's population. Associate Superintendent Marcia Jones says a majority of the money will go toward enhancing technology for students in the district.
One, we want to get a one-to-one computer ratio for the students so that every classroom has carts of iPads or netbooks available to students. In addition, we want some available for checkout through our media system.
In addition, Jones says the money will go toward connecting and expanding independent information networks within the district to allow easier access to parents, students, and teachers. But increasing and expanding technology connectivity is only one part of the district's plans for the potential grant money. Jones says the district is also looking at expanding family literacy, after-school, and academy programs already in place, but that's not all.
We are looking at supporting a lot of curriculum writing work. Right now, with the shift into Common Core, a lot of work is being placed on our teachers that we'd like to support better with some additional staff to help us just do the work of writing curriculum. We are also wanting to bring in experts to help us with some of this curriculum writing.
The money could also go toward implementing more of a personalized learning plan for students, which Jones says would involve making improvements to the district's Career Action Plan program, which is currently how students in many schools plan their course schedules each academic year. Arkansans disposed of a record amount of unwanted or expired medications on National Drug Take-Back Day this month. According to a news release from Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, participants across the state disposed of 12,042 pounds of pills. It was the fifth annual take-back event held in Arkansas. Free trees and shrubs will be given away tomorrow to Fayetteville residents. The 14th annual such giveaway will be at the Fayetteville Town Center Plaza. Fayetteville residents must provide proof of residency in the city and are limited to one tree or shrub. Tree varieties available this year include black oak, Kentucky coffee tree, and white flowering dogwood. The city of Fayetteville dedicated a new park this week. City officials dedicated St. Joseph Park on East Lafayette Street. City Park Development Superintendent Allison Jumper says that the park offers amenities like you would see in many neighborhood parks.
There are two benches, one in kind of the lower grass park area, and there's one up on street level. And then there's a series of three terraced seat walls, and it creates sort of an amphitheater-style setting for the neighbors to do Shakespeare in the Park type, you know, informal plays or gathering.
The park was made possible through the support of residents of the Washington Willow neighborhood and other residents in the area. And although jack-o'-lanterns have yet to be lit and turkey-induced comas are still in the future, holiday lights are already being strung up on the downtown Fayetteville Square. City Parks Maintenance Supervisor Joshua Bowen says crews began running electrical cable in the first week of the month, and that process of running the strands of lights began this week.
It takes us about 2 months, actually, to install a little over a quarter million lights, and it's about 3,000 man hours to get everything put in. You know, like I said, it takes a week just to put up miles of electrical wiring just to get ready for the lights.
Although the lights may twinkle brightly from November 17th through New Year's Eve, maintenance crews no longer have the task of going through each strand looking for burnt-out bulbs. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s, 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs will be in the upper 70s to lower 80s across the region tomorrow afternoon. 30% chance of rain tomorrow in northwest Arkansas, 20% chance of showers for the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 80% chance of rain and a low in the upper 50s in northwest Arkansas. The Saturday night for the Fort Smith region, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, 70% chance of rain.